Weiter in Shas Pekidush Daf Samach Gimel, pick it up in the middle of the page by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah. Omer Leisha, someone says to a woman, Harei Megudesh Esli Amanash, Adaber Elayach Leshoton, you are married to me on condition that I will speak to the ruler for you. That is some sort of ruler. Ve'esimach Kepoal, and... Or I will work for you for a day like a worker. Dibra Lelashilton, if she goes and actually speaks to the ruler for her, Valsa Yumakapoli works for a day for her, then Mikudesh, they're married. Vim Lavin, if not, they are not married. Rashi says, Paul means Pulas Yomechad, they work for one day. Dr. Gemara, Amr Ishtakish. Vuhu Shena Sala Shavaputa, obviously this only comes into effect if he gives her a Shavaputa as well. Rashi says, Va'amullah, Scott Shiliputa Zoo. Almenas, on condition that I go ahead and I either speak to the Shilton or I go ahead and I work for you. And Rashi doesn't say Vaha Asel Shmin is coming to teachers Dana Didan the Beschar Dibor Beschar Pula Lo Mekacha, not getting married with actual thing that's being done with the Schar for that the Yeshlan Leschir Smitchil of itself, because he's of the opinion, and we're going to see this is going to be back and forth in Gemara, that there is schiris from beginning until the end. That means every second that the person is working, it's like you owe them the money. Umilva, it's considered like a loan. We're going to see it where he sees it from the mission. Therefore, when we say Mekadosh Milva, Zayin Mekadoshes. Ubeschar lo, says Gemara, what about a second? Who says? Why don't we just say that really the marriage is happening through the schar of the actual service? And that is that just the fact that he's doing this for her, going to, you know, she doesn't have to pay for the service of going to speak to the king, the shilton, the ruler, or she doesn't have to pay for him to work for her. That's going to be enough. V'schar lo, v'atayim, we'll learn to the b'raisa, v'schar shehir kavtich alachamor. Let's say a guy says to a woman, be married to me in return for the fact that I rode you on this donkey, and you know, I gave you a ride on this donkey to where you need to go, or shoh shavtich b'karun or b'svina, or... that you could sit on this wagon or on this boat, then they're not married. That's talking about past tense, what already happened. But beschar, because then you know, they owe the money. Beschar sha'arkavei chalakamor, oh, but if it's talking about the future, rest is v'yarkiva, then he gives a ride on it. Be married to me on what I'm going to do for you, I'll give you the ride in this donkey, or show shivich b'karin, or b'sfina, then mekudesh is the taka are married. So what do you see? You can get married even just with the money, with doing the service, as long as you say it before it's done. So as Rish Lakish says, it's no good. V'chitim, you don't want to say, hachanami, the Bryce is talking about b'diav l'shavapruta. The reason why Bryce says it's good is because he actually also gave her a shavapruta, v'habeschar kamar. What are you talking about? It says, be married to me in return for this, which means that it itself is the money for the Kiddushin. The O Tanya, I don't know if a Bryce what says, shavi mi b'tzavta, let's say a woman says to a man, sit with me, b'tzavta, like it's seventh, in order to like hang out with me. The Kaddish lach, and I'll be married to you. Rashi says, shalo eishi v'chidi, I don't want to sit alone. Or schok lefanai, she says, you know, do a joke for me. Tell me a joke. Or rekod lefanai, dance for me. Come on, dance, monkey dance. I say kedimos hazeh. Or make something for me like this. Rashi says, dimos is a binya, like this building. Shaman, then what we do is we evaluate, we calculate. Em yesh bo shavapruta. If what he did for her is worth a shavapruta, mekadesh, they're married. Vim lavim, because if not, then they are not married. So what do you see? They're getting married through the actual service itself and not through actually giving a lot of money. So it's just like you say differently. V'chitim, if you want to say chanami, we also hear this case is talking about the shavapruta. Shavapruta is given. V'hashaman osokomer. We just said that we evaluate to see what the value is, and then it should be good. So it seems to knock off Rish Lakish. To you, if the Rish Lakish looks like it knocks him out. I'm the Chor Rish Lakish. Says back, no. Hi Tana, Bara Savar. These outside Tana, meaning of the Brisa, is saying Einel Ischiris Talu. So Ischiris only exists, only finishes off at the very end, and therefore, that's where they say it's actually going to work. But our Tana, meaning the Mishnah, is saying, yes, it's chis mitchil v'atzof, and therefore it's considered like a loan, and they can end up being married, because every second he's doing it is like she owes the money, and therefore now it's like being owed to him, so if it's no good. Why is he like forcing into the Mishnah to say that that's what the case we're dealing with, with chis mitchil v'atzof, the olive law, and And we're talking about a case where he also gave the money a shavaputa besides doing the service. Just say according to the Braisa and say that Ella be little self, and it does work with Schar. Amarav Amasnisink, she say, because our Mishnah itself, the words of the Mishnah are a bit of a problem. Because my area the Tani Almanas, why does it say the Lushan that you'll be married to me on condition that I'm going to do this? Nisni Bishar, let's just say Bishar. And the fact that it says Almanas, Allah Shamina, call Almanas, Hechadiyav Lahu. It's only when he actually gives her something, and if not, then it's not married. Zuck the next Heliga Mishnah. Almanas, she it's Abba, the guy goes home and says, marry me on condition that my father is good with this. And he'll be okay with it. Rashi says, Aviv Shel Chassan, he's talking about. Ratsa Abba, the father wants me, that's just married. If him love, if not, then Enim gets us there, not married. Mesa Abba, what happens if the father dies without saying anything? He ends up dying. Harazim, that's just they're married. Mesa Ben, if the son dies, the Malam Dana Av Lomashen Ratsa, we teach the father to say that you didn't want it. Rashi says, Kadela Akor, it's a Kedushan Lomafreya. So the retroactive of the marriage is no good. Velos Tizake Liavim, she doesn't have to do and even here. Frankly, Gemara, my almanas here to Abba. What does it mean when it says in condition that my father likes, it says he's okay, well, he wants it? Ile ma'adam rabba, and if you want to say until the father says yes, that he's good with it, ema mitziyasa. Well, it can't be, because look at the middle part of the Mishnah, it says me sava, the father dies without saying anything. A reason because they're married. I v'hallo amrin, he didn't say yes. So it must be that when it says that the father's good with it, doesn't mean that he says yes. Ela. Rather, beep, turn the page. What does it mean? Some of them obeys, Amanashe Yishtok Abba. On condition my father be quiet, Rashi says, Kishi Yishon, when he hears about it. Ratsa Av Shishasak Bishas Shmia Mikudeshes. Lo Ratsa Shemicha. So if he's quiet at the time it happens, it's good. But if he doesn't, he's not quiet, then it's no good. In fact, they are, but Ema Seifa. It doesn't really make sense because look at the Seifa. Mesa Ben, if his son dies, Malam Nesav Lo Mesheni Rot. So he teaches him to say, he doesn't want Amai. Why do you have to say that? If the father being quiet is really enough for the marriage, he was already quiet and therefore was already good and therefore is not able to get rid of it by saying anything at that stage. Rashi says, it's already good. What are you going to do now? Ella Amar La. It must be talking about that the guy says to the woman, Amanasha Lo Yimche Abba, on condition that my father doesn't protest. Therefore, we teach him to say that you don't want it to get him out of it. So the Gemara now says, hold on 1 second. Reisha Bechad Taima. Mitziyasa V'Seifa Bechad Taima? What do you want to say? That the Reisha, first one's talking about one particular reason, and the Seifa, the middle case and the last case, are talking about a different one? Sounds like the Reisha is going to work if the father's quiet when he hears about it. And then we go on to the fact that he just isn't protest. What's going on? That's a little strange that we should switch reasonings over here right in the middle without saying it. I'm Rav Yana in. Yep, let's say read the Mishnah. Amareish Lakish Maminala Drabi Anai Dochkino Makmina Masisim betray Taima. We can go ahead and force a Mishnah to mean something to set up. It's talking about two different cases. Valiba the Chad Tana Velong Kmina betray Tanai. And to keep it as one Tana, rather than doing something which could be a little more smooth and making it into two different Tanaim of Chad Taima, dealing with one particular case. However, we have another way of understanding this. If Yosef Ami Amar Li Olam Chad Taimo, really it's only one shtickle. My Amanash Yer Tzabba, what does it mean a condition the father wants? Amanash Shalo Yimcha Abba Mikan Vat Shoshim Yom. A condition my father doesn't protest from now until 30 days, and we can flip that into all the cases of the Mishnah. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Kidashi Spiti. The guy says, I married off my daughter, but Veni Odea Lemi Kidashtia. I don't know who I married off to. Uba Chavamer, this guy shows up and he says, Ani Kidashtia, I'm the one who married her. Neman, we believe the guy. But what happened in a case where more than one person speaks up? Zalman Kiddushia, if a guy goes, one guy says, you know, I married her. Vazalman Nikidushia, another guy says, no, I did it. Shneim Nosen Get. Now, two of them have to now give a get. Rashi says, Latir Lachem, to matter to be with other people. Vimratso, and if they want, Echad Nosen Get, Vechad Konis, one can give a get, no one can marry her. Says the Heilige Gemara, Amarav Neman Litin Get. When it says originally, and the guy says, I'm the one who did it, it means we believe him as much that he can give a get. But we don't believe him enough to go ahead and now be and to take her and marry her. What's pshat? Nemalitan get, because he doesn't have a person doesn't do a sin if he's not gaining something from it. Rashi says, I'm Rav, Hodatan Ba'echavamar Nikirashtir Nemalitan get. Kamer. The name of the Samchin and Aleh, Shu Kitcha, Vigita Get, is actually Get. Why? Shainu Mechota, Bedavish, Shainu Nanami, man. He's not going to do a sin, something he's not going to gain from. Lahatra, Isha Sishinam. Just to go ahead and lie and do that, come back to some woman, that's just a weird thing to do. He wouldn't do it. If Ein Nem and Lichtos was not believed in order to enter in, and be Yitzhar Tokov, we could say maybe Yitzhar grabbed hold of him, saying that he's the one who did it because he likes her and he'll go with her, and therefore no good. Vasi Amar. Avna Melichlos, he's even believed to marry her. I says, the lo chotzef lemegas, there's such a chutzpah, lemeh melefnei av, shekib al kedushin, ani hu demirtzaz dilma machishle. He wouldn't have such cojones, as they say, to go do such a thing, because he's worried, maybe this guy's going to, you know, like, argue with him and deny that. V'omi yadana del avati after the kedushin. I know it wasn't you, you liar. Umoda Ravasi, Ravasi will be maskim though, but meres niskadashti, in the case where this woman says, I became married to someone, ve'eni yodas, I don't know who I married to. Another guy comes and says, I married a she'enem and nichnos, and that we don't believe to go ahead and allow them to be married. Just before tonight, what's pshat in that idea that if it's a woman does herself, that we wouldn't even believe to be nichnas even of us, wouldn't be maskim? Because that the guy doesn't have to face a father now and it's going to be called as a liar. If it's a woman, he'll be able to deal with it. Tonight, now we're going to ask a kashi on Rav. Rav had said, Neman Litin get, that she believed to give, the guys believed in much of, he said he's the one who married to the father, to believe to give a get for anyone nichnas, but not married, nor to, not enough to be able to actually get married. So, tonight, we learned in the Mishnah, talking about, let's say, if two men say that they're the ones who did it, Ratzu, if they want Echanos to give the Chitkonis, one of them can give a get and the other one can go and marry. To Yufta the Rav, this must go against Rav. As Rav said, they only believe to give a get, not to divorce, not to marry. Amalek Rav, it's back, no, shiny house, my case is different. The Kevendika Echad Achabadei, because since another person is also saying this along the way, Tusi Mirzas, he's going to be scared that the father's going to recognize the other guy is the true one. And therefore, we could say that the one who says to give a get, he must be the liar. And the one who says to get married, he's the real husband over there, and we let it go. Tanya can visit Rav Asi. Rav Abraisa, which goes and backs up Rav Asi, that says he's believed even to marry her. Kidashi, because Abraisa says, Kidashi is biti. If a guy says, I married off my daughter, she's a katana. If you don't do the Kidashi, I don't remember who. Another guy comes and says, Kidashi, I married her. Afnam and Lichanos, he's even believed to go ahead and to enter into marriage. Rashi says, Demir says to Av, Vadei lo yichpe alav. He has a fear of the father, but if the girl herself did it, so then she doesn't have that fear anymore, and no good. Okay, now, Kanta, what happens if a guy goes and he does marry Baruch of Amr, and then another guy shows up and says, Anikashtia, no, what are you talking about? I'm the one who actually married her. Local Kamenu, Osar, love. This random guy who pops in now is not believed enough to go into Aser her from being with him. And the passage continues. Aisha Shamar, she says, Niskash, they got married to someone in Yodaslam. Niskash, I don't know who, but Chedvalmar, Nikidishti, I married you, Enam, and Lichnos is not married enough to go to marry her. Mipnei, Shehi, Mechape, love, because he knows that maybe she'll cover for him. So we saw with the Rashi before, Enam and Lichnos. We said because Demir says to Av Vadilo Yichape, love, for sure the father is not going to cover for him. But the woman would cover and say, oh, yeah. Back to Gemara, a question. We know that if you have a Naira who is engaged, then she has Tashma with somebody else. This girl, she's going to get the death penalty. So now the girl wants to know, Ibailu, my lisko al yado. Would we kill her and give her skila on his hands? Meaning, say, Rashi Shalav, Klomer al Piv. Im Almer, this guy comes in, he says, Kidash is beat. I married my daughter. V'edi Kedushin ain't buying Lefanin. We have no Edi Kedushin coming in front of us. Vizinta, now she has touched from somebody else. Ma'u l'hachzik al piv, kidin Nayar Murasa l'sokla. Do we believe on his word that she's Nayar Murasa to now kill her? Rav Almer ain't soklin. Rav says, we do not do it. Rav Asi Almer, yeah, soklin. We knock her out, we kill her. Everybody must get stoned. Rav Almer ain't soklin, we don't do it. When is it that we believe the father, in reference to marrying off, li'isura, in order to aser her, but not enough to be able to go, Rashi's la'osal kola olam, to aser her, be with someone else, but not in order to kill her. He's not believed that much. Look at the Liktala Lohemne. Ravasi Amar, Ravasi comes and he says that Silkum we give her skila because Lakula Milse Hemna Rachman Lav. In every area, the father is believed in, or, you know, we believe her, they gave her over. And as Biti Nasati Lishazah, we believe him. Therefore, she gets killed for it. Amaravasiya. Who's said that she does get skilo medina ba'meres, but in this kadashti, I'll be masking in a case where the woman says, I became married and there's no edim besides her, she ain't sulkin. In such a case, if she says it, then she actually wouldn't get skilo. She's the one who comes up and says it herself. V'amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, Hani shmeitza didi mirafson igre. Rashi explains what that means is Mishabos Gagan, they break roofs, valios, and upper attics, klomer kachos l'shomehen, l'shomehen, she'enem mivinen taimam. It's going to be hard to hear. It sounds like I'm so-sir myself. We believe the father for everything, but we don't believe her for everything. Hashta, umab b'makom she'im ba'lichnos kones. People can ask very simply, in a situation where a guy who says, I'm the one who married her, he can marry her. If he comes in front and says, I want to marry her. And we said, Amart Soklim, says Rashi, Omer Lefnei Av, a guy comes in front of the father, says, Ani Kidashtia, I married her. Amarti Neman Lichnos Vikones, we believe him to marry her, and he marries her. Alma Lomachaskinan La Kolkach Alpia Av Kimikudesha Shinachme Ale La Oso. Alzeh Amina Soklin Apiav. He wants to marry. He can, and we say that he gets stoned from the father's statement. Malcolm Sheimba Lichnos Ein Konis. And in the case where the man is not allowed to marry her, if he wants to go ahead and marry her, then Eino Dinsha Soklin. Then of course it should be able that he gets skila based off what she says. That's the case of the woman when she says, I don't know who I married for sure. So what's shot over here in this last case when the woman says, I got married, that she can't get stoned for having tashmish afterwards. Vilohi, but really this isn't a kasha if you really understood what I'm saying. La'av hemne rachmana, for the father, the Torah believes him. She says, Hilkach Soklin, that is, Hemne Rachmana, we believe in reference to him doing it. Ledida lo hemne, but not to the woman. The Torah gave it over to a man that we believe the father, but not to the woman herself. V'rav chista echadze v'echadze. He says in both cases, if the father says he got kiddushin for his daughter, or the woman says for herself, ein soklin, we do not give skila. V'asav chista tamei damer av chista. If someone comes along and says, my son is 9 years and 1 day old, my daughter is 3 and a day, we believe in reference to a carbon of a low lemakos, a low onshim, and not to get the smackdown or to get punished. What is the significance of this? Rashi says, ben teishanim, biyasa biyas, biyas really called a biya, lechayiv achas min arayas, to be mechayiv amin arayas, misa, to be killed. The carbon to be brought as a carbon. V'chein kitana bas gimel biyasa, girls, 3 in a day, biyasa biya, it's real biya, lechayiv gadol abala, to be mechayiv a guy who has tashm with her, v'chi erva, Alav lemisa vikarban im yeshedim she bas gimel if there's yedim v'chine katan v'hu bas teishen et shanim aval pia av nemenu lekarban leshogeg. So now it says beniza teishanim yomechad beniza nemen lekarban. Believe as much as referencing vikarban of a lo lemakos lo onshim, but not in order to do other things as well. So that's what he says, Ein Soklin over here. Tanakh of Siddur of Chista, we have a Bryce who actually supports Rav Chista. B'nize ben Yud Gimel Shana v'yom echad. Someone says he's 13 in a day. B'ti zu bas Yud Beis Shana v'yom echad. Or my daughter's is 12 and a day. Beep, turn the page. Samach Dalet. Naman l'nidarm l'charamim u'lehagdeishos v'la'arich l'erichin avalo l'makas l'onchen. Then we believe him as far as it comes to the idea of making the Dharm and Charamim and for Hektish and the Erechin and different Erech vows, but not in reference to getting the smackdown. Says Rashi Lachsik Saruseyan Becheskes Simen Lilkos Lanish. We do not believe them for that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.